You are listening to the Proof Producers Podcast, where we reach the world with the saving power of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to experience a never-ending increase in every area of life. If you're ready for a revelation that will take you to the next level, you're in the right place. Here is your host, Pastor Augustine Mpemba Jr.
I'll be reading from verse number 16. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, "These are men. These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. When the masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or to observe." Then the multitude rose up against them together, and the magistrate tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailers to keep them securely, having received a charge to put them into the inner prison and fasten their feet in the stocks. Hallelujah. You know, the devil has no new tricks. It's always the same. You know, these guys go into a city, they're preaching Christ, they're winning the city, and then there's this slave girl who's making her masters much gain because she has the spirit of divination and can prophesy. And unfortunately, there's been an influx of such people in the body of Christ lately. But I thank God, hallelujah, because we have genuine men and women of God. Amen? Hallelujah. And I thank God because the fire of the Holy Ghost will blot and blow those people out anytime. Just like what happened with Paul when this lady was prophesying. And the thing, you know, that's the interesting thing. The things that she was saying, these men are men of God. Right? And they show you the way of salvation. I mean, if you hear that, you think theologically, or doctrinally, there's nothing wrong about what she said. But she had the spirit of divination. She had a devil in her. And I'm telling you, Paul, being a man of God, was grieved in his spirit. I don't know if you ever had that experience. Something's not right. You're saying the right things, but something is not right. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I said, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yeah, he'll lead you, he'll guide you, he'll give you red signs and hear, something's not right. And day number one, day number two, Paul was like, he was grieved in his spirit. And finally he was ticked off and commanded that devil to get out of that girl. So because he did that, the people, her masters, who made money from her, they made a business from her, were mad. And because they had some sort of authority in the city with the magistrates and people in authority, they threw these two men of God in prison. But I thank God. I want to show you something from the scriptures. You know, our God, you know, hallelujah. You know, when Peter was preaching Acts chapter number 2, he made a quotation from the book of Psalms chapter number 2. He says, why do the heathen rage? Why do they plan to stand against the Lord and his anointed? It says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. Hallelujah. In other words, the Lord laughs at what the devil does. So when you get intimidated because you preached or you said the right things, you stood up for righteousness, and you get intimidated, you're not the first person. But don't get intimidated. Know who is with you. You serve a living God, who has a way, hallelujah, of breaking his people. Praise the Lord. So you continue reading, and they threw these people in prison, Paul and Silas. But the Bible says that these two men of God, at the midnight hour, they begin to praise, began to pray and praise the Lord. They began to sing. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. They began to sing in that prison. They began to give praises unto God. They were praying and giving praises unto God. You know, when you got the Holy Ghost, even when you're in the middle of the storm, hallelujah, there's some sort of hope and joy inside of you. Instead of them wailing because of what had happened, they were threatened, they were beaten and stripped naked and thrown into prison. They were still joyful because they had the Holy Ghost. And at nine, they began to praise the Lord, giving praises unto them. And the Bible says that the prison doors, the chains on them, they fell off them. And the prison doors were opened. I'm telling you, there's something powerful about prayer and praise. When you mix those two together, hallelujah, no devil in hell can hold you down. No chains can hold you down. No shackles can hold you down. If you learn how to pray and praise, hallelujah. When you don't feel like, and I'm sure they didn't feel like it, they probably had sores in their body. Imagine being beaten by a crowd. Stripped naked and beaten by a crowd. I mean, when I see Jeff, I'm already scared. One man can probably tear me apart. Imagine a crowd full of the devil. But it didn't matter. They might have not felt like it. Just like you, sometimes you don't feel like praising. Hallelujah. It's like there's no, you don't feel like doing anything. You just feel like wailing in your depression, in your sorrow. Telling the story to people so they may feel sorry for you. That's not the way forward. That's not the way of the Christian. That's not the way of someone who's full of the Holy Ghost. And it's about time the church learned how to tap into the power of God. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Ghost was called our advantage. That's his name. He's our helper. Paul said, our sufficiency is not of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. In other words, our ability comes from God. We've learned how to cast all our burdens on him. Hallelujah. In our moments of weakness, learn how to tap into his strength. And these two men of God did exactly that. They began to give praises unto God. They began to sing, "The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever." The Lord is good. Hallelujah. In spite of where I am, the Lord is good. And I'm getting out of this situation. And they were just singing and praising the Lord. But something was happening. Hallelujah. Who? Think of it. Who broke those chains? It wasn't them. Who broke those chains? There's a similar story too. Of the man of God, Peter. You remember that? When they killed James and they imprisoned Peter, the same thing happened. When the church, it says, prayer was made by the church. When they were praying in a room like this, Peter was in prison. But something was happening in the realm of the Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, when we come and pray, we're not just, our prayer doesn't just end here or hit the ceiling wall. When we pray, the Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man. It says it makes tremendous power available. You know what that means? When you begin to pray, we're praying the Holy Ghost. Power is being made available for whatever you need in your life. Hallelujah. Power is being made available. And the church prayed. The Bible says in the book of Acts that they began to pray and made prayer. When they were praying, power was being made available. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 149. Let me read from verse 1. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Sing out to the Lord a new song and praise his name in the congregation of the saints." Hallelujah. Praise his name in the congregation of the saints. "Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king." Oh, wow. There's no room for depression in church. You know, have you ever walked in a church and the way they're singing, you know, you almost want to like, you know, drop dead because it's like, what are you guys doing? Look at the commandments from Scripture. Praise ye the Lord in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him. Rejoice in the Lord. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Can't be sad in the presence of God. Amen. It says, let them praise his name in the dance. Uh-oh. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbre and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. And he will beautify the meek with salvation. Oh, Lord, I want the Lord to beautify me. Hallelujah. I know the Lord needs to beautify some people in here too. Amen. And he will do that. Amen. He'll beautify your life. I said he'll beautify your life. He'll beautify your appearance. Amen. He says, praise him and he'll beautify you. So if you need some beautifying, learn how to praise the Lord. Amen. Verse number 5, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Verse number 6, let the high praise of God. Say the high praise of God. Come on, say the high praise of God. Oh, yes. It says, let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands. Oh, I like that. I like that. Let the high praise of God and the two-edged sword. What is the two-edged sword? The word of God. Let the high praise of God. It says, have praise and carry the word of God. Hallelujah. Have praise and carry the word of God. Carry praise, carry the word of God. Then see what will happen. Let the high praise of God be upon their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon the judgment written, this honor have all the saints of God. Oh, I'm telling you, praise puts you in authority. When you carry praise and the word of God, which, you know, when we come and pray, we're commanded by Scripture to pray using the word of God. Are you hearing me? We're commanded by Scripture in prayer to petition the Lord with his own words. Micah said in Micah chapter number 3, he says, when you come before the Lord, he says, carry words with you. He said that. He says, carry the offering of words with you. So you can't, praying in your quiet, praying without the word of God, you won't see anything. But when you learn to carry the word of God, Father, you said in your word that the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Hallelujah. Father, you said in your word that you lift the man who's lowly. Father, I'm in a low position. Thank you for lifting me. You said in your word that by your stripes, I was healed. Father, I refuse this sickness. You see what you're doing? You're carrying words. And then when you're done doing that, you say, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I give you praise for my healing. I give you praise for my deliverance. I give you praise for my lifting. He said, when you combine those two things, it's like a bomb. No chains can keep you held down again. Paul and Silas in the prison began to pray and praise the Lord. They began to sing praise. Hallelujah. In prison. We are getting out of this place. And something was happening in the realm of the spirit. The angels of God were being mobilized. Hallelujah. The angels of heaven were being mobilized. I thank God that what we're doing here every afternoon is not just a mere thing. As we are lifting our hands and singing and praising and praying unto God, something is happening in the realm of the Spirit. And I see something happening for you even this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout amen. Amen. Something is happening. Hallelujah. Oh. I like what Peter said. Peter said concerning our faith, it's not old lady stories. He says concerning our faith, it's not just mere stories. We're not just repeating a religious thing. Hallelujah. Our faith is real. There is a living Jesus. There is a living God. Hallelujah. Who has mighty angels, who performs miracles, who opens doors. Hallelujah. Who heals his people, who delivers his people, who hears and answers prayers. It's not old wives' stories. It's not just stories written. Hallelujah. Paul said that these things were written for your learning, that you through the comfort of the scriptures might have hope. When we go out and share the gospel, we're doing just that one thing. We're propagating this message. It's a real message. That's what our gathering is for. That's why we come to noon prayer, because we know we serve a living God. Hallelujah. Who's alive? And one day we'll meet him. Hello? One day, I'm telling you, that eastern sky will crack open and a man will come in from that eastern sky. And those who are alive and remain shall be caught up will be with the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But until that day happens, we're not supposed to walk in weakness. We're not supposed to walk in defeat. God has provided for us a way out. It's called prayer and praise. Hallelujah. You just got to learn how to engage it. The more you engage it, the more of the supernatural you see in your life. There's no way you'll cry and be weary and just keep crying when you learn how to praise. You'll be filled with joy and happiness. I keep sharing the story. There was a time where I needed help. I needed it quick. I needed financial help quickly. And everything I tried didn't work. And I'm telling you, I took that bill like this. I put it down. And I only knew one thing to do. Everything in my mind was telling me, this is not going to happen. You're about to get deported back to Tanzania. That was the consequence. If you don't pay for your school, you're an international student, you're going home. Hello. And that's what was going to happen. And I tried everything. I'd call everybody. Human nature is interesting. You make God your last resort. How about you learn how to make him your first resort? How about you run to him first? Oh, I feel sick. Let me go to the hospital. How about you engage God first? That's a story for another day. But that thing, I put that bill down. And I played me some good praise African music. The one that doesn't make you sleep. And I started to dance around that thing. Hallelujah. You know, like what Pastor Jonathan says, if the devil wants you to do something, just go the opposite direction 10 times faster. David wanted me to be depressed and wail. I just said, I'm not going to do that. That's not going to help. I started dancing and praising God. I thought I was, you know, when you're doing something and everything in you tells you, what are you doing? Are you dumb? Are you stupid? That's what was happening. But I refused. Hallelujah. While we look not at the things which are not are seen, because the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Faith looks at the unseen. Hallelujah. Faith decides to say, well, I don't care what the circumstance is. Oh, I'm telling you. Faith is not a denial of fact. Are you hearing me? Faith is denying the fact, the right to determine the circumstances. I wasn't denying the fact. It was real. But it's denying that fact, the right to determine the outcome of your life. No, devil, I am in charge. And I began to dance and celebrate God around this situation. I was just praising God. 5 minutes praising God. And I kind of started enjoying it. You know, I started dancing and praising God. Thank you, Lord. Making a way out. Hallelujah. You're my provider. You're El Shaddai. I just started dancing. And the more I danced, the more I believed. The more faith was being stirred in my spirit. 20 minutes in, I got lost. I was just dancing. I couldn't stop. The Holy Ghost had taken over. And I'm telling you, the next day, I was trying for 2 weeks. The next day, while I was dancing, God was doing something behind the scenes. Hallelujah. While I was dancing, God was moving on people's hearts. They had no idea. They thought they were just doing me a favor. But I knew what had happened. They thought they were just helping this boy. No, I knew what had happened. My God had gone. Hallelujah. He went to work for me. And that money came in so easily and smoothly. Praise and prayer. I say praise and prayer. Hallelujah. Say praise and prayer. Oh, yes. So we're about to engage God again in praise and prayer. Not as a depressed, oh, Lord, help me. Switch from that. There's no help there. There's no help there. There's no help. Refuse to allow your circumstances to determine how you act when you come before God. Isaiah chapter number 60. Then we'll pray. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 60 from the Amplified. Oh, I wish you could have this on the screen because we're going to pray with this. Amen. Isaiah 60 from the AMPC. I'll be so happy if the guys help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.75, 0.5, 0.25. All right, I give up. Okay. Isaiah 60 from verse 1 from the Amplified. I want us to pray from this scripture. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. I like how God speaks. It's like God doesn't, he knows, you know, God knows what's going on. You remember in the book of Exodus, he said, I've heard the cries of my people. He knows exactly what's going on. I've heard their suffering. He knows exactly what's going on. But he's not moved by what's going on. He says, when this man or this woman is depressed because of what's going on, God's command is arise. I like that. Say arise. Say arise. He said, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. He says, shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. Wow. Shine. Arise. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. He says, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Hallelujah. What a command. Arise. I don't care what you're going through. Arise. Don't allow that circumstance to keep you down, to keep you depressed, like the Bible says, to keep you prostrated, like the Bible says. Arise. I refuse to allow my circumstances to determine the outcome of my life. I arise with the light of God's word. I arise. Hallelujah. I choose to allow that circumstance to determine how I act, to determine how I move. I put on my shield of faith. I engage God in faith, knowing he's able. I said, knowing he's able and he's willing to turn my circumstance around. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Are you ready? I don't want you to pray like how we usually pray, quietly, you know. Pray, engage God in faith and expectation. Hallelujah. Bring forth your word, his word before him and praise him. Hallelujah. A prayer meeting full of praise. Knowing that everything we pray here today, the Lord will answer in the name of Jesus. Yes, he'll answer. He'll answer. He'll answer you this afternoon. He's able. He's able. When they praised and prayed, the chains fell. Listen. You see, your faith determines how quickly you get a response from God. If you think you have to wait for 10 weeks or 5 months or 10 years to receive a prayer from God, if your faith is there, that's how it's going to happen. But I like what the Bible says. It says, now faith. Oh, yes, God can answer now. Amen. God doesn't function with 2G network. For those who got it, I'm proud of you. Yes. High speed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So fast. He said, before you ask, I've answered. Before, while yet you open your mouth, I've already heard you and answered. Yeah. Oh, yes. So faith will determine how quickly you get your response. So when we're praying, hallelujah. You know, pray like, you know, when I walk out, I have my miracle. I'm walking out of here with my miracle. If my body is sick, I'm walking out of this place healed. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Yes. Come on, let's rise to our feet. Praise and prayer. Hallelujah. Come on. I just want us to, for a few minutes, to lift up our hands and begin to praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Give him thanks. Open up your mouth wherever you are and give him thanks and praise him. Magnify the Lord. Come on, let me hear you. Praise the Lord. Give him praise. Tell him who he is. Mighty God, miracle worker. Hallelujah. Waymaker. Shaparata pakos. We praise the Lord. Manda la baba shanda. Nothing is impossible with thee. Hallelujah. Mata pakoshata. Manda la baba sha. The God who makes the crooked way straight. The God who causes rivers to flow in the desert. Oh, the mighty God, the miracle worker, the God of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Who by the blast of his nostrils, he parted the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Manda kabababashata. We praise you. Hallelujah. Come on, let me hear you. Praise him. Shanda la bababa. Shata pako rabababash. We praise you, O Lord. Manda ka baba shanda. Manda la baba shanda. Yege bebebe shanda ka baba. Lega baba shanda la baba. Mora baba shanda. Vira tapako shababa. You are the El Shaddai, the many-breasted one, the God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we ask or think of. We give you thanks for your miracle working power that's in this place this afternoon. Mala baba shanda, moda baba bako shababa. Mandala baba yes. We thank you, Lord, as we call on you. We thank you, Lord, for answering us. More baba baba shanda, stretching forth your hand, more takateba, to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, one more minute giving him thanks. Mato baba shanda. Manda la baba shanda. Monda la baba shanda kebobosh. Mande la baba shande. Mande ga baba shanda. Mo rababa. Yege bebesh. Yege bebesh. Manda. Liga baba shambo. Raba baba shanda. Mo baba baba shanda. Monda la baba yege bobo shanda. We thank you for open doors. Mandele bobo shanda. Botapako shababa. We thank you for divine healing. Botaparele bobo shanda. We thank you for increase and prosperity. Hallelujah. We thank you even as we pray and call your name. You're taking us higher and higher. Hallelujah. Causing us to do greater and greater by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Shada bababash. Yanda la bababa. Yakoba babash. Mandele broste vardia parne cose pratis. Lage sovra dele mangre de babaso babash. Lego sabababash. Mandele bobo shanda. Be magnified, Lord. Be exalted. Thank you, Lord. Bababa shanda. Robo bobo shanda. Mo baba baba yega baba bashanda. Manda la baba bashanda. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Mo tapako shababa. Monda la baba bashanda.
You cause us to triumph. You keep us in victory. Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for burning out every ounce of weakness. Hallelujah. Every ounce of depression and heaviness. We thank you, Lord, for the victory and the joy that we have in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shadababash. Mandalababash. Yakabababash. Mondalabababayesh. Mandelebosh. Lakata paparidish. Mande kababayesh. Sabababaye. Mondalababayesh. Mandalababashanda. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Monda la baba. O baba baba bash. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. We thank you, Jesus. Manda kababash. Come on, lift up your hands wherever you are and just begin to thank him. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank him. Thank him. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have the petitions we have asked of him. Come on, thank him. Thank you for empowering us. Thank you for anointing us afresh. Thank you for your miracle working power. Thank you for miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Mando bababa yege bosh. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give him thanks. Celebrate him. Magnify him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Monda la baba bakota pakosh. Mandele baba baba yege boshadaba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody said, amen. There's someone here in prayer. I felt the prompting that I believe it's a lady. You're believing God for a miracle in your lower abdomen. God is going to heal you. God is, it's almost like a taking something out and putting something new that needs to be replaced. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
To get daily teaching from Augustine and to follow our event schedule around the world, please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the Proof Producers podcast. By partnering with Proof Producers, you will help us take the saving and healing power of Jesus to the world. Your giving changes lives forever. For more information, visit us online at IamAJMpemba.com. Thank you for your prayer and financial support.